720 WGN. It is Dane here with you until 1 p.m. in for Dane. And man, this is getting to be an exciting time, not only with the great weather that we've got coming up from all those forecasts, but also some of the hottest action in the world of college basketball. And you think, when we talked to Alex Dameron, chief marketing officer for IndyCar, a little bit earlier, there's almost no other place that you'd want to be for a lot of this great sports action, especially if you want to see it in person, in Indianapolis. And joining us from Visit Indy is senior communication manager, the one and only Claire Clark. Claire, welcome to WGN.
Of course. Thanks for having me on.
Well, thanks for being on and sharing all the cool things that are going to be happening in Indy. You know, there's always stuff going on. We've talked about it a ton of times. Obviously, we're a big fan up here of the city and just all the regular great reasons to go there, whether it's like the, you know, the food scene or the children's museum, just some of those things. But coming up, I mean, if you're into college basketball, that's the place to be.
Yeah, that's right. March Madness is well underway in Indianapolis. We are in a season of hosting 43 basketball games over 29 days. That includes Big Ten, NCAA, our Horizon League tournaments, the NIT, and the WBIT. So if you're in for some basketball, March is the time to visit Indianapolis.
One of the things, for the people, maybe listeners who have not been to Indianapolis, certainly everybody's heard of it. They've got a map, they've got a globe, they understand things. But the city itself is just uniquely, designed for right. These kind of events, where you have the hotels that are all right there. You've got a convention center. You've got, you know, the arena is right there. It's all just within walking distance.
Yeah, I mean, we have a very compact downtown. We are known as a host city for premium events. Of course, sports tourism has always been a huge strategy for Indianapolis. But right within walking distance to Gainbridge Fieldhouse, where these Big Ten tournaments are taking place this week, we have over 7,000 hotel rooms all downtown within walking distance. And then when you add on our amazing museums and restaurants, you can really make a nice two-night stay to Indianapolis, go to some live sporting events, and then, of course, check out all the rest our city has to offer.
Yeah, it is one of those things. We were joking about it during the break that the Big Ten, although it is called the Big Ten, the top 15 teams in the Big Ten are going to be getting into the Big Ten tournament. And there's even more teams than that. I think there's 18 or so. Just your thoughts on that, Claire, is that, you know, you said you can accommodate all these games. The Big Ten, I mean, yeah, its capacity is endless.
Right. Well, yeah, this is the first ever 15-team Big Ten tournament with the expanded competition. So now the Big Ten is now the Big 18, I think, with 18 teams. And so as we host these events, you know, we are wrapping up Women's Big Ten today at Gainbridge Fieldhouse with the championship game. And you're seeing USC and UCLA play here in Indianapolis. So we'll see what the travel looks like for that. But I think why the Big Ten continues to pick Indy for some of these big events is we are so connected and accessible. 80% of the nation's population is within a day's drive, and we have a great international airport. And so as the teams expand, we're kind of seeing how that's going to maybe change some of the in-person fan attendance, but we're still really excited about the opportunity to bring new basketball fans to Indianapolis.
You mentioned 2 days, you could have a two-night stay and you get to see Big Ten tournament, but you could probably just stay for the rest of the month, right? And there's a lot of hotel rooms. You mentioned them. They're there because coming up after the Big Ten tournament, you've got Division I men's basketball regionals, the Sweet 16, the Elite Eight. Indy is hosting them all.
Yeah, that's right. And this is all on the road to the Final Four. Indianapolis will have the men's Final Four in 2026. We'll have the women's in 2028. And back with the men's Final Four in 2029. And so, you know, whether it's college basketball or our Indiana Fever, which we are tipping off against the Chicago Sky on May 17th, you know, we're just a sports city and we pride ourselves on that, but we always want visitors to come in and go to more than just the ticketed event that's getting them to the city. Check out the world's largest children's museum, which is right in our backyard, or White River State Park, which is home to our AAA baseball team and a ton of museums and attractions. So the sports calendar is stacked for the summer. Might I mention that we're also hosting the WNBA All-Star Game on July 19th.
Yeah, I wonder who will be highlighted in that. Maybe one of your superstar players. Who knows? Who knows? Right. Well, when it comes to the amenities you mentioned, I think there's 7,500 hotel rooms there, and for every price point. So depending on what you're comfortable with, you can stay there from really what I would consider to be sort of, you know, elite accommodations all the way to something more approachable. Well, but as a person, you're there on a regular basis, on the all the time basis. Like, what do you recommend? Do you have a few that are that you're either highlighted or know that are running either some special promotions, not necessarily cost wise, but maybe they're just more used to hosting the fans?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think our hotel kind of system within Indianapolis has done a really great job of welcoming events as we do become more of a year-round destination with having the sports calendar locked in all around. You know, each December we host Big Ten championship football game as well. And so, you know, our hotel offers some great packages. If you go to visitindy.com, you can do a family package as well. So you can get a hotel stay, and then you can add on some attractions passes through our website. And so I think just accommodating that one-stop shop of getting a hotel room, but then also if you're bringing kiddos with you, going to the zoo, going to the Children's Museum, the State Museum, there's a couple of bundled offerings with some of our hotels. I must say that the most luxe, sought-after reservation in Indianapolis now is the Intercontinental, which I know Chicago has one, and we now have an Intercontinental hotel located right off Monument Circle with an amazing rooftop bar and some on-premise dining options as well.
When you mentioned the dining, there are a lot of different things that are happening there. Some great chains that people know, love, and appreciate, but also some unique places that are indigenous to Indy. You know, like Prime 47 is one of my favorite places, but do you have a couple that you're recommending if people are coming down that, hey, maybe stop here?
Yeah, well, St. Elmo's Shrimp Cocktail. I mean, you always got to stop in there. That is a way to clear your sinuses, but it's kind of the natural welcome to Indianapolis. And so that's always on my list. We just opened a brand new $30 million Bicentennial Plaza. It's just adjacent to Gainbridge Fieldhouse. So if you're coming to the city for some of these basketball games this month, Commission Row is a three-story restaurant. It was opened in partnership with Pacers Sports and Entertainment. Amazing seafood steakhouse. They have a speakeasy down below called Mel's. It has one of the best old fashions in the city, and that is kind of the best way to expand your time outside of the field house and get a great dining experience. Right outside of the restaurant, they actually have an open-air basketball court that will be programmed out for this month with all the basketball games we're welcoming.
Wow, so much basketball happening. I know all sports fans are going to be glued to that. And, you know, you can't say Indianapolis without thinking about the 500, the largest one-day sporting event in the world. And, of course, you and I will be talking a bunch of times before we get to that. For people going to make their plans and get down there and enjoy all of that, whether it's the hotel, the games, and everything else that's going on in Indy, where can they go?
VisitIndy.com.
That's so quick, right? VisitIndy.com. We'll have links at WGN Radio for all of that if you need it. It'd be like Mr. T said, I pity the fool that can't remember VisitIndy.com, but we'll do it. And Claire, we'll talk to you soon. Thanks so much for what you're doing to promote the city, all these great events, and thanks for jumping on the show today.
Thanks so much.